Welcome to The Conscious Practitioner. This is the audio version of my newsletter, and it's made for wellness practitioners who love the work but are tired of feeling overwhelmed, burned out, and you just want to build a practice you love. If you'd like to get the email version, you'll find a link in the show notes. So, have you ever had that moment when you've been working on something for what feels like absolutely forever, and then suddenly the finish line appears through the fog? Well, for me, that feeling is a weird cocktail of excitement and complete exhaustion. And I'm feeling it hard right now. You see, next week, I finally launched the course that I've been building for almost a year. And good God, what a ride it's been. It's really been unlike any project I've ever tackled. It's been messier, way more vulnerable, and so much more complicated than I ever expected. Now, I won't bore you with every little detail, but here's the thing that genuinely nearly broke my brain during this process. It was when I was deciding exactly who this course is for. Now, when I first started outlining the content, I wanted to help everyone, every wellness practitioner who'd ever felt lost in the realm of business or overwhelmed or like they were just winging it and praying they wouldn't go broke. And that's literally word for word what an acupuncturist told me one time. Now, the reason I wanted to work with everyone is partly because I genuinely wanted to help as many people as possible. But also, and I'm going to be brutally honest here, because I figured more people enrolling meant more money. And I teach because I love it, sure. But I also teach because I've got to pay mortgage. Now, this pattern, it showed up in my clinical practice years ago as well. I treat anyone who walked through the door or booked an online appointment at random. Some clients were absolutely amazing. Others were just fine. But a good chunk of them, they were, well, not my people, shall we say. And I said yes because at the time, I felt like I had to. Like if I got too picky, I'd end up with an empty schedule and a failing practice. Because, of course, survival mode doesn't leave a lot of room for discernment. So over a few years of saying yes to everyone, I got more and more exhausted. Not just physically tired, but soul-level drained, the kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. Turns out, one of the most important things we can do as practitioners is spend the time to figure out exactly who we want to work with. Not who we think we should work with, not who seems most profitable, but who lights us up. And who we can genuinely serve at our highest. It's like the difference between trying to be everything to everyone and being exactly right for the right person. Because, turns out, trying to be the perfect fit for everyone means you're not quite the right fit for anyone. Now, when I finally got clear on who this course really was for, which is heart-forward wellness practitioners who are tired of feeling like they're drowning in the business side, while losing joy in their work, basically, me, a few years back, everything clicked. Content became sharper, the message became more clear, and the weird cocktail of exhaustion and excitement finally tipped towards excitement. You know what? The same thing happened to me years ago when I got clear on the patients and clients I really wanted to work with. So if you're feeling scattered, trying to serve everyone and ending up exhausted, maybe it's time to ask yourself, who are your people? Not the clients you think you should want, and not necessarily just the clients that are going to make you the most money, but the ones who make you remember why you fell in love with this work in the first place. Sometimes the most radical thing we could do is to get super picky about who gets our energy. So then, what do you think? Does this land for you, or am I just projecting my own journey onto yours? I'd love to hear what you have to say, so send me an email, jess@aimonline.com. I read everyone, and I really appreciate it. And if you enjoy this type of content, subscribe to The Conscious Practitioner wherever you listen to your podcasts, and like always, be well, my friend.